Morning, good morning. Well, I thought we'd take up today. Yet another way of looking at things. So our theme for today is what is mind anyway? Okay. So let's follow a breath and bringing to understanding that this is a journey of remembrance. Okay. And it is a remembrance of what I already am. So, in that regard, I have nothing to attain. I already am. I have nothing to change or to fix. I already am. And what I am that now. So I rest in what is real, and I rest in what is. No matter what the appearances may be, it unfolds within the vastness of awareness. All is in vibration, all in unfolding manifestation. Life is perfect. All is perfect. So let us listen from within in remembrance. As I follow a breath, I rest back in the silence that is my being. And I rest in the essence of love and rest in the flowing of life. I am still. So I found this definition in Wikipedia. So the mind, with air quotes, encompasses a broad range of mental and psychological phenomena, including thinking, perceiving, feeling, reasoning, and awareness. I don't agree with the last one, but that's okay. It's often described as a set of faculties that allow us to experience consciousness, cognition, emotions, and intentions. While often linked to the brain, the mind is also considered by some to be an abstract entity separate from the physical brain. So we've got that in the books of definitions. But I'd like us to see as we go along today, as we take another step in opening heart and mind, and let's see how we can experience an expanded heart and an expanded mind as we begin to release those old habits and the old identity. Okay. So first, let it be obvious that we have nothing to attain and there's nothing for us to get. You are your own teacher and you are your own student. Okay. I have nothing to teach, but encourage you to open your heart and open your mind to what already is. Okay. And as we do this, what already is shines even more brightly, more profoundly. So being, our being, our essence, and the centerless center of all that is, okay, this center, this essence is beyond body and mind. It is the experience we have when we take a breath and release everything, even if it is just for a moment, and we experience the silence. Okay? So this allness that is beyond body and beyond mind. It is the space of being beyond words and beyond thoughts. And we expand as awareness of this reality when we step into this silence through meditation or even in our reflections and contemplations. And it is because that usually during this practice, we let go and find we are in the silence of awareness. So in those practices, we are practicing to let go of thoughts, let go of thinking, and just be. So then again, but what about this something that we call mind? So we have our practices, we have our meditations, our contemplations, our reflections, we take our breath, we drift into or flow into that center of being, which is the stillness. But what about this thing called mind? This something that we often find ourselves complaining about. This something that we call mind. My mind is too busy. My mind won't be still. It is just so noisy. It's a force. I can't control it. It's so powerful. This mind that is the bane of our discomfort and the author of our suffering. What about this something that we're calling mind? It is this something called mind, though, which we may not even have investigated, that is given a power to disturb our peace and our happiness. In some philosophies, it is just considered an accumulation of thoughts. And that's what is given the overall name of mind. But there is not really an entity or something at all that we can call mind or be known as mind. There is no There is no entity, there's no formation, there's no form of mind. Okay. But there is something that we all call mind. And through this mind, we fall into an illusion of thinking that somehow we have this object called mind attached to us, which we then become a servant of. Keep pushing here, shaking up the rug a little bit, which is always good. So, this area, this something that we use to view thoughts. And we use for thinking, and we use for contemplation, we use for reflection. There's something, this area, we will call this mind. Now, when we enter a space of reflection and meditation, when we take the breath, when we expand, when we release, when we let go, when we find ourselves in the flow. What calls us to do this? What are we actually attempting to do? Well, whether we're aware of it or not, we are in the practice mode of transforming. We contemplate our reality. We contemplate the illusion of being a body or a mind. We, in those moments, use mind to go through a remembrance of who I am. Okay. We are in the practice mode of transforming. We are in the space of renewing. In those moments, we are focused on the reality of our being. Okay. We don't go to meditation. I'll use that term. We don't go to meditation to think up new recipes, or how am I gonna fix that window out there? I can't get it to open. No, we go in the hopes of being in this stillness to transform the thoughts, the thinking, the old beliefs, to renew ourselves in the truth of what we are. Okay? So we are focused on what is real, and we are focused on our true being. And we take this moment to rest in the silence of the heart. Okay? We consciously enter the stillness beyond the thinking to renew ourselves in the truth of what we are. We go to set the mind on spiritual matters. A renewing of the mind to make it new, to bring it into a wholeness of understanding, because we use the mind in understanding. So we enter the flow, we enter the well of renewing waters of seeing clearly. So in those moments, we are using the mind in our reflections and contemplation. We are using the mind as how it was intended. And again, in doing this, we use the tools given. The breath. The ability to let go. We use the mind to recall the truth of what we are. And again, we're not trying to use the mind to get something new, to add something to us. We are seeking to remember through our practices of what we already are. Okay? Now, unfortunately, all of us have, some of us still are, in an ignorance, we allow this app, call it an app, called mind to use us. We enter this matrix of mind and we become lost in its many departments. I mean, we can look in any direction while we're just sitting quietly. And there is a thought of some nature, a temptation of some nature, a pulling of some nature. Okay. And we become taken over either by this inner dialogue or the outer expressions. Okay. Be it the media, we get lost in the media. We get lost in thinking on old beliefs with all of their facets. And there's this temptation to stay in this matrix of duality and separation. Okay. And that's okay. But let's take a look at what this mind app is really not for. It's not for. Okay. It isn't for us to get lost in it by holding on to old habits or listening to the constant replaying of old memories or old regrets or old hurts or our old sufferings. It's not for that. We use it in such a manner, but that's not what it's for. We are not to be used by the app, but we are to use it properly. And also to see very clearly when this mind app is using us. As part of awakening, being able to see clearly when we're being taken over. We can take the time to really get to know this thing we called mind and bring it back into the heart. This is the space from out from which it came, all things of the same essence. Okay. But we are to see it, or we can see it in a new light. We can see it in a new way as a wonderful tool. And to not give it a power that it does not have. Each time when we see that we're giving ourselves over to lost thinking, to negative inner conversations. Each time we are aware of this, we are to bring this app home. And this we do, as we all know, by taking a breath and being back in the awareness. Of what is taking place, and to rest back in the awareness of stillness and peace. And each time we do this, we are in the waters of renewing. We are in the ocean of transformation. It is not intended that we be fearful of something called mind, which we can't even really define or figure out. It's a name we give to something. Okay. So in our practices, in watching mind, in understanding mind, in this ocean of transformation, what are we transforming? What are we renewing? Well, certainly not the infinite presence that is our being, right? Certainly, we're not renewing the reality of oneness that is present, right? No. Our being needs no renewing. It is perfect as it is. So, what is it? We are renewing the way that we see thoughts, the way we see mind. We are transforming the conditioned thinking, okay, of duality. And we are transforming mind, a mind of duality, back to its original state of resting in oneness. Even though mind does not understand oneness, it cannot be oneness, it cannot reach the knowingness of oneness, but it can rest quietly in the heart. So it's only in our own temporary ignorance of knowing more about what mind is, what this mind app is, and in that unknowing, not knowing, we see it as something apart from all that is. But if we do have something that is called mind or mind app, then it has to be of the same source of everything else. And it's from this place of knowing of this wisdom that is already within us that we embrace what we already are. Okay. The place of knowing. Knowing what this mind app is all about, knowing what it's for, knowing how to use it, knowing how to take it into the waters of transformation and renewing. And it's in our practice of this, from a place of knowing. That we embrace what we already are. We don't try to get rid of mind. We don't try to do anything with it other than what its naturalness is to be used for. We're not changing it. We're not getting rid of it. We're not cutting pieces of it off. We are like showing it. A higher way of thinking and being. Okay, so this mind app, it not only gives us the opportunity to take that breath by being the space where negative ideas and separation ideas and judgment ideas. All of this can rise up. But in doing this, it is also gives us the opportunity to use it to contemplate the reality of what we already are. By bringing this mind app to the place of renewing and downloading an update for it, it can lose the ideas of separation and surrender to truth and finally rest peacefully in the heart. Without the ignorance in the thoughts, we wouldn't be pushed to do much of anything. This ignorance rises up. We feel the suffering. We begin to seek something more. We are to use this mind, not to be used. Okay. So let's follow a breath. Even the idea of following a breath rises from this pool of thoughts, this ocean of thoughts. Okay. This one rises up to take a breath. And in that, then the body follows the instructions in the idea of taking a breath or following a breath. So we want to begin to make space for the concept of mind as a beautiful tool. And not something to fear or hold on to the idea of getting rid of anything. We want to see what is from the light of the heart and not from more circular thinking. So follow a breath, just noticing any energies that are not uplifting, just noticing, doing nothing about them. Just noticing. And following a breath. A gentle flowing entering the body form. And leaving the body form, a flowing like a gentle breeze. Just a gentle breeze flowing. And we're going to be releasing any energies that are not uplifting, that are not for the greater good, that no longer serve. And as these energies are let go of, they are being replaced with knowing. And with the light of wisdom. Okay. And this wisdom is already established in you. So we follow a breath and we pause the Mind app, and we leave it at the door as we are entering this stillness of the heart. And we rest there in this peaceful freedom. We are not free of mind by getting rid of it. We are free by understanding, by wisdom, by a knowing deep within us. So hopefully now we can see this something that we call mind in a higher light and in a deeper understanding. Okay. And that's what we're doing today. We are taking up a practice of seeing what we call mind in a different light. I don't know what mind is. I don't. It's something that I've been told that it's where we do our thinking and it's where we do our learning. But I can't really tell you what mind is other than thoughts floating by. And even at that, I'm not sure that that's what mind is. Maybe it is just thoughts floating by. But we have this identity, definition of something called mind. And as long as we carry that as being some kind of issuance against our peace and happiness, then just that long, we have to look at this something called mind from a higher altitude, from light. Okay. So we practice this renewing, we practice this transformation, not for our being, but for how mind is telling us it is viewing mind. And we can begin to let this something called mind, as we use it as an instrument, we'll see it from the light of it being a help to us and not a hindrance. Okay. To truly see it as an instrument to take us as high as it can go. It can't go all the way to what we are. Eventually, we have to leave it. Okay. But it will take us, if we use it properly, as high as it can. And then, once there, we rest and take that step beyond all instruments into that silence of our heart. Now, I hope that has been helpful to see this something that has been, for many of us, an antagonist throughout many years. So to see it in a different way from a higher altitude was helpful for me. And hopefully this is not only those here, but those that will listen to it, to help push them along with opening up this make space for this, okay? So, okay. I'm done. Now it's your turn. Yes, love.
This was just what I needed. Every Sunday morning is just what I need.
Gotta think about this one.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something came to me to share, but I'm not sure how to share it.
Okay.
What came was I remembered I've been really working or being much more conscious of mind and coming back to the stillness and this kind of movement, I call it. But what came to me as you spoke was I remember when I got my dog as a puppy. And spent so much time really I really loved him. And I was very consistent and easy with disciplining him. But he became this wonderful companion.
Stay a little closer to the microphone, love.
He became this really wonderful companion. And what what I realized that we had this amazing oneness together. I felt as we went through life together that that's what he taught me. That he was my companion. He walked in the woods with me without a li he, we just knew we were one with each other. We were in sync. And I think that's what you're saying about the mind. It's we need to work with it, to discipline it, and do it with deep care and love. It's not an enemy,
Oh, is
but
love.
when we do become one with it, it's not our enemy. I mean,
Right. No, it whatever it is, it's not your enemy.
we become in unison with it.
We recognize it for what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, my
I just
love.
want to share a couple of things that immediately came up for me. One was, well, they were both scriptures, Bible scriptures, and as you were talking about the renewing of the mind, I thought of Romans 12:2.
Yeah, I know. I know that somewhere in scripture. I've heard
And
it.
there's a couple of translations that I love. I mean, the original King James is, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So that's like the traditional King James. But there's also this J.B. Phillips that one of my teachers really loves. And when I heard him say it once, it just resonated. And it really is like a summary of what you just took us through. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice what the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves toward the goal of true maturity. And you were talking about like ignorance, and I thought about how that just really really puts what you were just, I mean, it really does. For me, it does anyway. And the first scripture, when you very first started, the first scripture that just popped into my mind was, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ." So it's like this, and you talked about transformation, and that, and you talked about the renewing. Like we're pre you didn't use the word, you used a word that I really like. Gosh, I can't think of it right now, but it was along the lines of like practicing. The mind is an instrument. The body is an instrument. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very, very much.
Welcome.
It's like also this is from Joel. The fabric of life is consciousness. Spiritual consciousness. And if you want the forms of life, you must first have the fabric of life, this fabric of life, this consciousness. And so that's really where you were taking us also into this, you know, what is actually the fabric of our life? It's consciousness. Anyway, thank you very, very much. It really, things were just popping
Cool.
up, but that was three of them.
That's cool. See, now that's kind of, I feel sometimes I'm just trying to push an expansion. Just let's open up a little bit and let these new ideas have a chance, you know, give them a chance. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, I like I said, I'm here to kind of nudge things along. Just, you know, push the envelope today. Okay. We're gonna take this step out on a cliff, you know. Just gonna stand there. Okay. So, but yeah, take a leap. Take a leap.
The other word that you used a lot was transformation. And
Yes.
I've
Yes.
been working with another teacher, Herb Fitch, teacher of the Infinite Way, and he's got the seven TRs. He calls them the seven-prong process. And the first three kind of were what you were taking us through, like knowing the truth,
is the first, truth is the first TR. And truth, you can call it the real, blah, blah, blah. There's, but knowing the truth. And then by doing that, knowing of the truth, we transcend the mind, which is the second TR. It's a transcend, it transcends the mind. And then we become a transparency for that truth because we're doing it so often. We're knowing the truth, we're transforming the mind, and we become this just very naturally becomes transparency. The rest, what you're talking about, the transformation, that's the fourth TR. The transmutation is the fifth TR. Transition is the sixth, and translation is the seventh. Those four come by grace. But it's by doing what you're leading us through that these other four naturally happen. They're just, it's a very natural, very graceful, fulfilling. It's just, yeah.
Right, because the practices are to help with expanding the heart and the mind, so it's not, things are not so closed down. And as we expand, we recognize, and in our stillness, we find that grace is always ever present. But that's a natural experience as we carry out our devotions of practice. And then the practices of the devotion, it just becomes second nature. It's not even a practice anymore. It's just being. So that's where our practices take us. It's not like we don't practice tying our shoe all of our life, you know. It comes into a knowingness and it's there. And then there's no more practice. There's just being what you've been practicing. Yeah. And that is grace. It's like a transition out of practicing into just being. That's where that practice carries you. It's not that you become being, you just move into a higher understanding. I am being. And those practices are there to help us expand into that wisdom, into that knowing. Okay. Beautiful, everybody.
It's almost like the heart drifts up to the surface. It's in the foreground.
Okay. Yes. 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 Yeah. That
Is that?
becomes life more than thinking mind. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. This was perfect.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. I'm just happy to leave you guys with something to ponder. Where to get that phrase? Something to ponder. Leave you with something to ponder. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Okay. And we'll call this one complete. So let us pray. Most beloved self, how grateful I am that my being is beyond any words or thoughts, and that I reside in the silent flowing of life. How blessed I am to sit in the heart of silence, in the love that is ever present. I bring mind to this silence, to this love, that it may rest in peace.
Shut.
Thank you. Om, Amen, Namaste.